This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Allen of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshiped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I have sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, we no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. As we continue our Lenten journey, and as we come to St. Matthew this weekend, everyone is asked to please prayerfully consider how you might assist each week or whenever you are available with the celebration of the sacred liturgy. We are so blessed here in our parish to have many men and women who take part actively in the work of the liturgy as extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist and as lectors, as welcomers, as greeters, as sacristans, and as assistants for the celebration of the Eucharist. And we are always in need, especially with the growth in our attendance during the Lenten season and the coming Easter season, of having more and more people take part. And so as you leave Mass today in the narthex, we invite you to stop by one of the tables and to prayerfully consider during this Mass how God might be calling you to assist our brothers and sisters here at St. Matthew with the celebration of the liturgy. As our administrative cabinet planned for this ministry fair this weekend, we thought about all of the many ministries that support the liturgy, and it was suggested by a couple of people that we might think about honoring someone who takes part and gives a great example in their service to the liturgy. And we have one liturgical ministry that has currently only one person, and that person is standing right beside me, Mrs. Joanne Van Camp. Mrs. Joanne Van Camp, in her kindness and out of her love for God, is very involved in many ministries of the parish. She and her husband, John, have been long involved in the music ministry, and using her great gift of signing, she enables the hearing challenged and the hearing impaired to participate actively through her gift of signing. So we take this moment to thank all who support the ministry of the liturgy, and we thank Joanne in a special way for making the liturgy such a beautiful experience for our hearing impaired brothers and sisters. Thank you, Joanne. Also, in the matter of housekeeping, I'm happy to announce that Bishop Peter Jugis has granted, with the coming celebration of the memorial of St. Patrick, a dispensation this Friday, March 17th, from the requirement of abstinence from meat, so that you may enjoy whatever your favorite meat dish might be. For some people, it's corned beef and cabbage. For others, it might be a roasted lamb. But the bishop has granted us this dispensation invitation to all who live in the diocese and to anyone who might be visiting here this Friday. And the bishop asks only that if taking the dispensation, you perform some kind of pious action, and or if you will also abstain from meat on another day during the week if you take the Friday dispensation. All of the requirements for receiving the dispensation are listed in the bishop's letter, which may be found on our website. I won't go quite as far as the rector of the cathedral in Atlanta did last week. I heard from some friends. Monsignor McNamee is a native of Ireland, and he suggested quite boldly that, in his opinion, St. Patrick's Day should be a holy day of obligation and a holiday, as it is in Ireland. Many of us will celebrate it in that true gift of faith and spirit of celebration and gratitude that we do each year. In the season of Lent, we encounter Jesus in many different places in our lives. We encounter him in the challenging practices which he invites us to embrace with renewed vigor and fervor in performing the works of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And each Sunday during the Lenten season, we encounter Jesus in another place. On the first Sunday, we encountered him in the desert and upon the mountain in his three temptations by the devil. Last week, we encountered Jesus with his apostles, Peter, James, and John, on the mountain where he was transfigured in their presence. And this Sunday, we encountered Jesus at Jacob's well in Samaria, and we encounter him in his remarkable conversation, in his remarkable meeting with the woman known as the Samaritan woman. None of the Gospels assign this woman a name, and we know from the depth of her encounter with Jesus that has been recounted today in the reading and proclamation of this gospel that she had a very complex life. She was an outcast in her society because she was a Samaritan. She was not allowed to come at the convenient and the cooler hours of the morning to draw water for her household, but instead had to come in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day, to draw water from the well of Jacob. And we know that the water which she carried on her shoulders were the very beginning of a very heavy burden that she carried in her life. And Jesus, who knows her, who knows each of us so well, and who knows all things, told her, as the gospel tells us, everything about our lives. Our encounter with Jesus during this holy season is no different from the encounter of that holy woman of Samaria, whom Jesus met at the well. And Jesus invites us to be unburdened during the season of Lent from whatever we are carrying in our lives, whatever heavy load or burden, illness, anxiety, or fear, sufferings, disappointments, broken relationships, or sin. Jesus invites us to be relieved of these burdens so that, like the Samaritan woman, we may know the joy and freedom of being loved unconditionally and unequivocally by him. The encounter of Jesus is our hope, not only of forgiveness, but of the new and endless life which Jesus promises to each of us. Jesus' thirst is well known in the account of his passion, where from the cross he says, "I thirst." And yet we know from this encounter that he thirsts for more than water. He thirsted that day for more than the water which he would drink from the well. He thirsts for the faith of every person. On that day, his thirst and his eagerness to receive that woman's faith enabled him to give her an extraordinary gift of life and of freedom. During the Lenten season, all of us are called to receive and to embrace that gift which God desires to give to each of us. We know that our Lenten penances and practices and sacrifices are never ends in and of themselves, but rather means to help us to experience the love of God powerfully and personally in our lives, to receive His love, to receive His Spirit and gift of renewal, to receive His gift of health and wellness and joy each and every day of our lives. May we who encounter Jesus once again at the well of Jacob and who encounter Him sacramentally here in this church through the proclamation of His word and at the altar of sacrifice, where He renews us with the bread of everlasting life, the gift of His own body and blood, always seek to serve Him and to be attentive to His voice. Like the woman of Samaria, may we always rejoice to know that we are loved unconditionally by God, that He desires to give us every good gift, forgiveness of our sins, healing of our bodies, minds, and souls, and above all, the gift of eternal life, which await all who enter with Him into the mystery of His suffering, death, and resurrection. As we continue the journey of a Holy Lent, let all of us rejoice in the gifts of love and the opportunities for sanctification and growth and friendship and grace which He holds out to us. And in receiving them, may we, like the Samaritan woman, eagerly spread to others the news of the gift that we have found. I have found someone who told me everything about my life. Could this be the Messiah? The Holy One of God.
This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day featuring Father John Allen of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.